Welcome back, everyone, to this week's edition of Inside ECAC Hockey. Bernie Corbett pleased to be joined this week as one of our player profile subjects, Adam Larkin. Adam is a senior defenseman out of Clarkston, Michigan for the Yale Bulldogs and getting ready to play in one of the great holiday tournaments on the calendar, and that is the Ledyard Bank Classic up in Hanover, New Hampshire, hosted by the Big Green of Dartmouth. Adam, welcome to the show, and best of the holiday season to you.
Yeah, same to you, and thanks for having me.
Well, Adam, it's a familiar story as I talk to guys around college hockey, whether they be players or coaches, and it just seems the parity throughout college hockey in each league has really come to the forefront, and I guess your Yale Bulldogs have really fallen into that category. It's been kind of an up-and-down first semester for you here your senior year.
Yeah, no doubt, and like you said, the parity across, you know, not only our league but the country and all the teams, it really is any night. It's anybody's game, and so you have to be ready to come out and really work and be ready to outwork your opponents on any given night, no matter what their record is. And I feel that, you know, through our first 12 games of the season, we've played a lot of teams tight, and it feels that we've come out on the wrong end of a few of them. But I think we had two wins going into the break, and we were able to feel, you know, a little good about ourselves over the break and come back with a little confidence, and hopefully we can keep carrying that into this weekend.
Yeah, a couple of wins to finish up against Sacred Heart. You played down in Bridgeport, the home now of the Pioneers the last couple of seasons, and finished strong. Joe Snively, one of the top snipers in college hockey, he delivered. You guys got a couple of big goals, and even more importantly was the fact that you finished up with a good road win in ECAC play and another strong finish against Union up at Schenectady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought, we lost a tough one on that Friday against RPI, you know, at their place, and I think coach had kind of challenged us the next morning and, kind of called out a few guys and challenged everybody to be better than what they were the night before, and I thought, you know, I was really proud of our guys for the way that we responded, because, you know, we have faced a little bit of adversity this first half of the season, and I thought we did a really good job to respond to that Union game, and we really, you know, stuck to the basics and really worked hard, and we got the result that we've been looking for.
You've been a consistent performer through your 4 years now in your fourth season. Best offensive year for you was last year. And it's a little bit slower on the offensive side, but mindful on the defensive side, and that's obviously the most important thing, particularly with Coach Elaine. I know that he really stresses accountability up there for the Yale program as far as the guys that are on the blue line for him.
Yeah, no doubt. I think that since I've even, you know, been recruited and coming all the way up now for the past 3.5 years, is we've stressed that we want to play a game with, you know, five guys in the defensive zone and five guys up in the offense, and I think when I first came in, I was a little hesitant maybe to jump up so much, and you know, we had defensemen like Rob O'Gara and Ryan Obikowski, guys that were pretty offensively talented and good defensemen for us, and you know, I think when they graduated, it kind of opened up an opportunity for me to take on a little bit more responsibility and feel that I could jump up in the offensive play a little bit more, and like you said, my point production was up a little bit last year, and you know, I'd like to get up there again this year, but as you said, with Coach Elaine, first and foremost priority is playing solid defensively. So, we've had conversations about it, and he's told me not to stress too much about it and make sure I'm playing solid defensively, and the rest will come.
And you really have a veteran's role currently, Adam. You've got some young defensemen that you've brought along this year and last year. I know that you've spent time recently paired with Chandler Lindstrom, who is a sophomore, one of the lower classmen on the team there, with you being one of the upperclassmen.
Yeah, well, I would say obviously our defense corps is mostly young guys. I think we have, you know, five underclassmen and three upperclassmen, meaning two juniors and myself as the senior. And I think that's kind of a role that I'm definitely comfortable in. And talking to the younger guys, I thought, as I said, I was able to come in, you know, as a freshman and sophomore and play with, you know, very talented and hardworking players, and Rob O'Gara, Mitch Wittick, those kinds of guys, and they were able to kind of show me the way, and I feel that it's my responsibility to kind of pass on the lessons that they taught me onto these, you know, younger guys now, and, to me, more than anything, I just feel that conversation and, you know, helping these guys along and making them feel that they can definitely ask me any questions or, you know, if they want to talk anything out, I hope that they, you know, would feel comfortable and asking me and we can work things out together because, you know, the season is full of, and games are full of situations where you might be a little uncertain of yourself. And I just hope that, you know, we can grow confidence throughout the year.
Oh, indeed the case. And whenever I've talked to anybody, and I've talked to a number of guys from the Yale program over the last few years, recent years, really has to be noted the fact that you guys that have been part of this program for Keith Elaine in the last several seasons really been part of something special in terms of a renaissance of Yale hockey. Yale is now a program, and I've been a longtime observer of college hockey. There are expectations. The bar has been raised very high by what the teams have accomplished here recently, that you're going to be a contender in the ECAC and you're going to be a contender for the national tournament every year.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think in my first 2 years, we were a team that we did have a lot of talent, and we were able to make the NCAA tournament. But like you said, that was almost the expectation, and it's part of the culture here. And I think that, you know, Coach Elaine imparts on us a bit of a culture of we want to be the hardest working team in the country. And, you know, even if some other teams throughout the country have a little bit more skill than us, we feel that we can make up for that with our, you know, our intelligent play and our work ethic. And I think, you know, like you said, it has started a culture, a feel that, you know, we should be expecting to win, even if we feel that we don't have the most skilled lineup in the country.
You're a Michigan native, and you played in Muskegon in the USHL, and obviously a very solid proving ground and sends players in, well, it seems like record numbers every year to college hockey. What about your recruitment and your opportunity to play for Coach Elaine at Yale? How did that come about, and your opportunity to play in New Haven and have an Ivy League education?
Yeah, I think what I will say is that, you know, I was able to go to Muskegon after I'd already graduated high school, and I think, you know, I had worked hard in high school to make sure that my grades were to the point where, you know, Ivy League schools could recruit me, and, you know, I had scores that would get me into the schools, and that was when Coach Muse, who's now with the Nashville Predators, he had approached me and talked to me a little bit, and they asked me to come out for a visit, and I was able to see Yale's campus. And like you said, being from Michigan, Yale's campus was unlike anything I've ever seen. I had trouble describing it to family back home, because all we were accustomed to was, you know, University of Michigan and Michigan State University and all these big schools with tons of students. And, you know, it was definitely something very different, very unique. And, you know, in my time that I spent on campus for those couple of days, I was so, you know, so blown away by everything, the beautiful academic facilities and the dorm rooms for the students. And then on top of it all, like you said, a great hockey program to play for with, you know, a newly renovated rink and, you know, some nice amenities there. And a winning culture. That was only, you know, that was just a year after they won the national championship. And,
right.
You know, that still is and always has been my ultimate goal during, you know, playing college hockey.
And making the most of that academic opportunity. I noticed you're an economics major, and I'm sure that that's been a great experience for you.
No doubt. And, you know, what I will say about being a student at Yale is it opens your eyes to many different perspectives. And that, I think, has been part of the, you know, biggest learning experience for me, is to really be able to appreciate and understand, you know, where other people come from and the way that they think and why they think that way, and being able to have respectful but, you know, intense talks and debates about sometimes challenging topics. And I think, you know, while I am an economics major and I take all those classes, I think that sort of learning opportunity of how to deal with, you know, different people in many different settings with many different backgrounds has probably been, you know, one of the greatest learning experiences for me in my time here.
And you've also been active in the community, particularly in the area of education. It seems like it's something that you take to heart, you're very serious about. And a couple of initiatives of note, the Homework Club and the Reading Caravan. You've been a driving force with both around the New Haven community around the Yale campus.
Yep, for sure. Like, you know, they both, some of them date back to my time in high school, but I for sure have found a passion in education and in teaching. And I've had some other opportunities to take classes at Yale that have to do with early childhood education, and I've been able to visit some elementary schools and some high schools and put in some work there, and I've really enjoyed that experience. So definitely a passion of mine, something that maybe I'll look to pursue after my time playing hockey.
Well, hopefully there's a lot of time to come, and you got a lot of company. No problem around the holiday dinner table to find a game. You've got your brother Ryan, who's now a Miami Redhawk, and you've got your cousin Colin, who's in Boston playing UMass Boston. It's had a great resurgence of their program with Coach Belisle and the Division III level. And then, of course, by the way, your cousin Dylan, just a dynamic performer. Remember him at Michigan, his brief time at Michigan, and then, of course, on to the NHL, and has enjoyed great success with the Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. My parents always say that, you know, you'd think that my brother and I come home for the holidays, want a break from all the talk, you know, hustle and all that, and they say they hardly see us because the first thing we do is walk in the house, grab our pond skates, and head to the nearest frozen pond. And right. We're lucky this year that it was cold enough for a couple of weeks that the ice was nice and thick. And so, yeah, I got a nice two-week break there that I was able to, you know, find the local ponds around our hometown. And like you said, all the family was able to get in on the game. And we had a couple fun days out there on the pond. But like you said, yeah, it seems that hockey never really stops for our family, and that's just fine with me.
No, that's great. Great tradition, great family legacy there. Next up, as we mentioned, great tournament, Ledyard Bank Tournament. It's one of the preset tournaments where you won't play the host, Dartmouth. You'll get a chance to play a couple of non-conference opponents. First up will be Duluth, and then you'll have Hockey East rival UNH. Your thoughts as you get ready to get your Yale club, you get your Yale club ready. Some of the young guys are ready on that club for the tournament challenge, Adam.
Yeah, I think, you know, as I said earlier, that the parity in the country is, you know, it's great. And, you know, we feel that no matter who we step on the ice with, we certainly have a chance to win. But, you know, the flip side of that is that there's very good teams everywhere. And, you know, these are two teams. We were able to play UNH earlier in the year, but Duluth is a team that I haven't seen in my 4 years here. And it'll be a great opportunity to play a non-conference opponent. And I think usually they come with a reputation of being a hardworking and a skilled team. And I guess in talking to my brother, who gets to play against them a couple times a year in the NCHC, yeah, you know, he's been telling me that, you know, kind of affirming those beliefs of them being a hardworking and skilled team. And so, you know, I think as is usually the case with our team, we just need to concern ourselves about how we want to play and not become too overly concerned about our opponent, but you know, be educated about who we're playing, but you know, worry first about our game and enforcing our game on them as opposed to the other way around.
Indeed, respectful but not reverential.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we don't want to sit back on our heels and let them bring their game to us.
Absolutely the case. I'm sure you guys will do well up there. And Adam, been a pleasure having the opportunity to talk to you, and want to wish you and the Bulldogs, Coach Elaine, success in the tournament and beyond into the new year.
All right. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me on.
Adam Larkin, senior defenseman out of Claxton, Michigan, for the Yale Bulldogs, getting ready for the Ledyard Bank tournament this weekend in Hanover, New Hampshire. Our guest here, player profile on Inside ECAC Hockey. We'll be back.